Time for studio life, plus searching for an assistant. Hello. Just came back from New York City and I am extremely jet lagged. New York has been everything I wanted and more. Now that I'm back, it's time for the studio to work on a new series. If you go and read about my 2022 resolutions and plans, you can find detailed description of the awesome Overturn project. Basically, I have been painting for the last 4 months on the floor that I covered with extra canvas. This extra canvas is now full of random color marks from cleaning the brushes, walking over it, and drips from the previous series. It's time to take off this canvas from the floor and put it upright so I can see exactly what happened and how I'm going to continue. The plan is to add on these random splashes some organized moves and form some sort of figure from it all. Still not sure how I'm going to do it. I need to see the canvas on the wall, I think. And that will be a real challenge as the canvas is 2 times 16 feet, which is basically 5 meters long. Probably I will need 2 more helpers or 1 very strong to move it. Now that my right hand is still in pain from my injury, it's really hard to be working at full power. Awesome Overturn should be done by fall, as I normally work on 1 series a few months and usually have 3 series per year. In the past, summer has been always my most productive period, but that has changed over the years, and now I mostly feel comfortable when it's cold outside. I really wish the summer to be different, as I couldn't work at full capacity since the beginning of the year, and I need some good work to come out, especially for the sake of my well-being. That feeling after you produce good work is so satisfying and can be compared with anything I know. The feeling of sense and purpose, the feeling of tiredness and stability. Hard but meaningful work, it's always providing you with blessings and peace. Always. And spring is finally here in Germany. And my bike is ready for my daily tours to the studio and back. I got myself new gloves and just need the lights to be installed. I need about 25 minutes to get there if I don't count the stop for the coffee pickup. I'm a child of routine. You can see me doing the same things every day. Same coffee place, same coffee, always the same steps when I enter the studio. First, I put the coffee on the table, then open the balcony door, change my clothes, close the door, and sit to have a coffee. Always the same. Nothing would happen if I would not do it this way, but I just like how it is. After the trip to New York, I realized how much I have on my back with everything that this job requires. Not that I didn't know until now, but now is the time not to carry out so many operations on my own. The amount and variety of my duties are frightening. Handling the social media presence, monthly podcast, daily interaction with people, emails, website, portfolios, photo material, organization of transportation, packaging, registration, bookkeeping, building frames, taking down canvases from the frame, getting material, always be in the mood of presenting and talking about the work, events, promotions, and of course, daily painting in the studio. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed and burned out. And the worst of all, it's affecting my duties in the studio. If my head is full and processing very fast, I can't connect with painting so easily. When I paint, I just need to paint. And not only for a few hours daily, but through the whole phase of working on 1 series. To be able of focusing on my painting process, I need an assistant that can be there for me in all other segments periodically. Someone who is good at working with people, is adapting easily to new situation, has a sense of social media aesthetic, has good organization skills, knows how to make an artist portfolio, is familiar with Photoshop, can handle transportation matters, has a driving license, can help in the studio with building frames, packaging, and presentations. Someone who has the same ambitions, who wants to work with me for a better tomorrow. Stay with me to the end and step by step always grow and transform. As all the work can't be done from the distance, that person needs to be located in Munich, Germany. Preferably, this job is more for men, as you know, there is quite some physical work involved. It is a part-time job at this stage, which is perfect for someone who wants to learn about the art business, has flexible working hours, partly working from home, and so much fun. I need someone to trust and exchange. I basically need a best friend who can help me progress and someone who evolves together with me. If you know someone who fits the description, or that is even you, please write me at anna.pushitsa@gmail.com. You can send me a short CV or just a few words about yourself, maybe something about your background, personality, and dreams. It doesn't have to be too long, really, just a few words. Now, when I'm at the beginning of the new series, it is very important to keep my energy compact and don't let it drip on anything else. Even meeting up with the people I adore can easily distract me. I learned that loneliness can be a very good condition for me to work productively. When I'm in the flow, I keep myself out of the news and live in my own bubble. I don't get bothered about how I look and tend to wear the same clothes every day. I do shower. And I wash off the color glue to my hands and legs with a rough toilet brush. And not even that helps. So if you need me this month, don't call me. On the 1st of June, when I come back to you with my next blog, we will know how the Siri Jumbo overturn is progressing. See you then, and thank you for following.